You are listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, adventure for your ears.
You haven't lived until you've heard the show Americans are talking about. The show that launches its listeners to the height of humanity. The audio hour that travels the landscape of adventure. The sound that comforts more than the clip of your first bolt. It's the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show!
Where outdoor adventure summits the airwaves. It is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. I'm your host, R. Brandon Long, on belay with you for the next hour. Sitting by my side right here in the Gear 30 Lounge is the best co-host in all the land, Todd to the top.
What?
We did a little hike this morning, so we'll tell you about that. It was actually a beautiful morning for a hike with the cloud cover and temps not being in the hundreds. Or even the 90s, which was nice.
Twas a lovely morning.
Yeah. So this week's Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show is will include a weekly happy from Jackson Kayak. It's Nirvana. It's a new Nirvana.
New Nirvana song? Their new stuff is really good.
It's been a while. We'll give you a couple of on the dockets, but a lot of in the news, including news from Weber State University. How is the alcohol ban doing up at Causey and Pine View? Also, lapping the Grand, a Utah climber was rescued on the Grand. Shots fired at climbers in Little Cottonwood Canyon. Cool, that's right, the clothing brand is suing Jägermeister. Why would you sue Jägermeister? People want some wolves in the Grand Canyon.
Shooting the hand that feeds you, literally.
Literally, yeah. Patagonia released our first television ad. We'll tell you why. And a little off topic, but just because we're fans of the man and the legend he is, Tony Hawk, signs a new shoe deal. And we'll tell you about that and why we like it. VW has a dream life or a dream van life option. And the 10 deadliest national parks. What are they?
I feel that's almost going to be like a follow-up. It feels like we've done something. No, maybe we've
similar,
done...
Similar, yeah.
We just like the top 10 deadly things, period. So
we'll get you something worth watching from Ladies Only. Gear 30 segment, including a recall from Arc'teryx, a Labor Day sale, and more. Trip report on some local hiking. Quote of the week, outdoor jukebox. All of this and more on the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show episode 282, shots fired, so let's charge.
He summits with the agility of a mountain goat, flashes routes faster than UPS, is more intimate in the mountains than Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Todd to the top.
Todd doing a little mic adjusting there during the promo song. Making sure it's standing upright.
Is that what we call it?
I wanted to take a picture of my two-year-old the other night, but he had my phone in his hand.
Okay.
He's laying on the couch, my phone in his hand with, he had his older sister's very large headphones on there, Frozen. Brand mm-hmm. headphones, or not brand, but Frozen decorated headphones. Shirts off, he had his joggers on, and his right hand down his pants, playing with his tallywhacker over his diaper, I'm sure, and just watching YouTube videos. I'm like, this kid, this is like 21-year-old me right here.
This is like, whatever I've done, I did good.
I'm like, oh, I need to take a picture of this so bad.
There's trouble is what that is.
So, Rush Sturgis and his production crew, they've been demoing the new Jackson Kayak, the Nirvana, which is going to be released soon, and they put forth a
video.
Why couldn't
they get somebody that knew what they were doing?
I don't know. This is the crack team,
honestly,
right?
That's the best they could do was Rush and his friends. Whatever. All right.
With the River Roots, and this is our weekly happy, because these guys just know how to have fun.
The Northwest, the rivers
so,
are high.
Well, Tyler Brott.
It's the perfect time to be trying out the new Jackson Creek boat. And what immediately impresses me about this boat is Jackson has created another ultra-high performance boat that's still easy to paddle.
Dane Jackson dropping waterfalls right
now. Whether someone that loves racing or running big waterfalls, massive whitewater, or if you're someone that just wants to get out and be really confident on the whitewater they're in, this boat can be good for any type of paddler.
Russ Sturgis sideways dropping a waterfall.
I think after a lot of time and a lot of different versions, three prototypes, we've arrived at where we are now, and it's incredible. I really think that this boat is going to be a game changer for us, just in terms of having a boat that's easy to paddle, easy to create.
Well, Rafa Ortiz, again, this is like the new thing, that little side entry.
What makes Anirana such a good boat, I think, is because it has really big rocker in the bow and the stern. It has these really nice edges on it and a little bit longer. It makes the boat kind of stay above the water the whole time. Right away, I felt like a better paddler.
Ben Stooksberry.
This kayak is meant to be extremely fast, be extremely easy to boot, keep your nose up, and just be the sort of kayak that could be one of the most fun, one of the most dynamic boats in your arsenal.
And Isaac Levinson.
Went back and forth with so many different ideas and so many different concepts that we tried, and eventually arrived at this point with a boat that I think is really well-rounded.
Anna Bruno.
The boat is a great all-around boat. It's got just enough rocker that you can boost through all the waves and holes, and it keeps your bow up practically for you. It's
That's
still
a
really
big water
maneuverable.
Right there.
So even in the bigger water, you don't get pushed side
this
to side
like
too
a
much.
Tuesday
a lot of people ask whether or not this is a creek boat or a race boat, and the thing is that racing these days, if the boat is easy to paddle, you're probably going to do well.
For a lot of these races and just creeks in general, you know, having
That's
a boat with
water.
Good rocker and also some length to it really allows you to get downstream faster and easier.
I'll tell you what, if you can have some people test your gear.
Yeah, and this continues, and this is our weekly happy. It's just, yeah, they're talking about the boat. This is an advertisement. This is how you advertise a boat right here, because I would watch this over and over and over again. It's an amazing video shot by Rush Sturgis and the River Roots crew there with the music, Frameworks. Was it Lacrimosa, I think is the name of that song. So congrats to Jackson, to Rush, and everyone who's promoting this new kayak. And watch this video because it's amazing. It's up on Facebook. I think I can share it to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure page, but if you go to Rush Sturgis's Facebook page, he has it right there as well. And that's
and then
weekly happy.
Speaking of which, and I love that we've met some of these guys too. They all couldn't be any nicer. But Tyler Brott, right? Like one of our favorites, the one that the massive adventurer.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you see what he's working on right now? He's building a small home.
He is.
Literally, he and his dad were constructing on a trailer bed a small home that he's going to, I'm assuming, do more traveling, but
yeah.
Just behind a car, you know. So he's doing that, and then I need to look up the video because I just saw the headline. But during the eclipse, he waterfalled with the eclipse in the background, like right at the moment.
Kayak just, dropped water. Yeah,
yeah, it's just this beautiful thing. Of course. Yeah. Like, what'd you do during the eclipse? Yeah,
exactly. Stood on a roof with the wrong glasses. That's what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love those guys. Well, that's a great choice. Thank you, Brandon.
Ongoing. Let's see here. That's on the docket. This Friday evening is the Ogden Bicycle Collective homecoming. If you cannot make the bike ride, which is free, by the way, that is from Union Station. They circle around downtown Ogden. It is police escorted, end up back at the Ogden Amphitheater. And then the Ogden Amphitheater is the host of the homecoming, the dance party, where they're giving away tons of prizes, raffle tickets, prizes, that kind of stuff. And the proceeds go to benefit the Ogden Bicycle Collective. So Friday night, you have a date, or get a date and go to homecoming, bicycle homecoming. It sounds like a blast. Also this weekend is the Soldier Hollow Sheepdog Classic, which I kind of want to, go to this. And my wife wants to go to this, which is really important.
Is this up in Midway?
This is up in Midway. And
this is what my folks are in town visiting for.
Oh, no way. They came up.
Well, I mean, it's one of their things that they like to do each year. I think that they
Once
just kind of corresponded their trip around this, but they do enjoy this every year. I think they're going to go tomorrow when I'm at work, but it's Friday and Saturday.
Sunday, and I think on Monday, too.
So
it's all weekend. These dogs are insane. It's up in Heber Valley, and it's just showing clips of the dogs running around chasing chasing sheep. That's it. And the sheep, oh my God, look how serious a work dog that is right there.
I take my job very seriously.
They do.
Back off.
Yeah.
Back off.
Super smart dogs. This would be fascinating to watch. So if you are, you know, bored
sheepdog
this weekend.
Sheepdog Festival.
Sheepdog Classic.
I love it.
Also, the coming up on September 10th, the Edible and Medicinal Plants of the Uinta Mountains Herb Walk.
That'd be fascinating, I think.
I don't know who's but
I'm always curious, you know, when you're out hiking and you... I don't, you know, necessarily want to put everything I find in the woods in my mouth, but this would definitely help that, you know.
You usually like to gnaw on a few sticks here and there.
Yeah.
A mushroom or two. You're back at school. You've been busy. It's been slower here at the shop because of school's back for everyone.
Yeah, they're college. All in my office, yeah.
Weber State University is offering a new degree in adventure.
How cool is that, man?
So if you've missed the boat on this, or if you're a student, go back to school, check it out. Beginning right now, this fall semester, Weber State University has launched a bachelor's degree in outdoor and community recreation education. The new major, this is according to a website, I'm a Deseret News. The new major will focus on teaching the skills and leadership necessary to have a career in the recreation industry. The program will have two tracks, one that is focused on outdoor recreation admin and the other on community recreation admin. Both administrational positions.
Which could, I'm sure, carry over into other positions as well, yeah.
Yeah. So it's an opportunity to work with various careers in the U.S. National Park Service, U.S. Forest Service, Municipal Parks and Recreation Departments, Campus Rec, youth development agencies, travel and tourism, outdoor education programs, and other schools, guiding.
There can't be a lot of degrees like this offered around the country. I don't know.
I don't know, yeah. But we have... again, like the greatest base camp ever, because you can get out, it's such easy access to the trails, to the rock for climbing, to the waterways for kayaking, paddling, stand-up paddle boarding. You can train here really easily for big stuff, and you can train to teach others. So it's a great place to have that program available right here in our own backyard at Weber State University. How is the alcohol ban doing at Pine View and Causey Reservoirs? Is it working well? According to KSL, Weber County deputies are crediting a recently enacted alcohol ban as an improvement in overall safety. Weber County Search and Rescue Lieutenant Brandon Toll said the department has gotten positive feedback since the alcohol ban. They're telling us that the beaches are cleaner, more inviting, safe, and a more enjoyable place to come. However, not everyone is happy about this. According to Bree Troxel, who takes her kids to Pine View nearly every week during the summer to paddleboard and enjoy the scenery, she says that the new ban on alcohol hasn't produced the results she hoped for. She says, "I feel like it's gotten worse. There's trash everywhere, empty beer bottles everywhere. They come and picnic and they bring alcohol with them." So there's no alcohol. Well, I guess they moved from the pay beach to the free beach. Well, yeah, like that's where we would always go anyway. And so the free beaches are the ones that are getting trashed. I think they patrol the pay beach a little better. So anyway, Toll said that, well, the big difference is that there's been zero accidental drownings this year. That's a good thing. It also could be just a coincidence. So we'll see if that's a trend that continues. He says in the past, there's an average of 2 to 3. And yeah, you shouldn't drink that much that you're falling off your boat and drowning. Because
that should have applied before. Like yes. Even before this ban, it's still, you know, little common sense slash... I mean, you shouldn't have done it before. You shouldn't do it now.
Yeah. So the rowdiness was a problem. And, you know, the fact that it was... the police department was dealing with alcohol-related calls. That's not good because it's pulling resources.
And they don't have that sort of manpower. Yeah,
but it doesn't seem like it's cleaning the beaches at all. Like, the beaches are still trashed. So what are we going to do with that? I don't know. It's up in the air.
We're going to turn this beach around and head home if your kids don't start acting up. That's what I'm thinking, man.
So I really want... I've never been up the Grand. Made a push up Moran a few years back. And had to turn around towards the top because I wasn't good enough. Basically got a little scared. But the Grand, you could see from there, it's an amazing amazing mountain. It's part of the reason we just drive up to the Tetons just to peer at it from afar.
One of my favorite places on earth.
Yeah, and I would really love to summit it. It's like a personal goal of mine. However, these ultra runners, and this is on adventurejournal.com.
Do you just want to do it the one time, or like just in a day, or do you want?
I'm going to break their record. Yeah, I'm going to break their record because look at that exposure. That's
come on.
Easy peasy. She's in trail running shoes, you know. Okay, yes. These trail runners, they lapped it. Now, to give you an idea, it's 13,775 feet tall. It's about 7,400 vertical feet of elevation. It's 15 miles. And back is about 50 miles. So it's, seven and a half each way. And they did it, I want to know the time, what they did it in. The crazy thing about this is someone else, like a week later or something, tripled it. So these ultra runners did it twice in a day, which there's no official record keeping on this, according to the article, but apparently that was the first time that anyone has been aware that somebody had double summited the Grand. And then later on, was it Schlarb who did it three times? Ryan Berkman. No, Ryan Burke. Ryan Burke ran the Grand Teton three times in a day on August 4th. He said he wasn't actually trying to beat the two-lap record. He said he'd planned the triple ascent before, but that he wanted... He climbed it for the first time 10 years ago. It took him 21 hours to do it his first time. His rain jacket ripped. His rope knotted. He didn't know where to go. He said it was just a shit show. He's likely climbed the peak an estimated 40 times since and created a personal challenges like traversing the entire range and summiting 24 peaks in 4 days. So Burke then does it in, does it three times. He did his first lap in, I can't find it now. It was like 4 hours.
Well, that's an improvement over the 22.
Yeah. Finished his second lap in 6 hours and 25 minutes. I'm trying to find his first lap. 4 hours and 22 minutes. Yeah. So the first lap was 4 hours and 22 minutes. Second lap was 6 hours and 22 minutes. And the third one, he was a little tired, 7 hours and 22 minutes for his third lap.
Slacker.
Which is crazy.
Slower, slower, slower. That's nuts.
Yeah. So congrats to everyone who's doing the double ascent, triple ascent of the Grand. It's like a new thing. So don't just summit it once now. Now you gotta do it twice in a day. And
if I could take off the once, that would be fine.
Yeah, I think so too. A Utah climber was rescued by Grand Teton Rangers recently. It was published from KSL on the 29th. National Park Service Rangers rescued two injured climbers in separate incidents in Grand Teton National Park. On Monday, Rangers were called at about 10 a.m. To a climber who was injured at the base of the Grand Teton Mountain. A helicopter was used to extract 22-year-old Monir Fizari of Bountiful, Utah. He'd fallen about 20 feet, and he couldn't get out of there. So they did that thing where they hook you up, and you're just dangling from the bottom of the helicopter, and they drop you off at the local hospital or whatever. So St. John's Medical Center up there. Non-life-threatening injuries. He's okay. Just got a little hurt. Couldn't walk out, so got a nice little expensive ride down to the hospital. But he's okay. Shots fired. Shots fired near climbers in Little... or at Little Climbers in Little Cottonwood. Did you read about this?
I did. Have you... I mean, is there a follow-up to it? Because there was a lot of questions.
A lot of questions.
With the story, you know.
Did the climbers... make somebody mad enough, trespass, so do something? I don't think so.
Were they firing at them? Were they firing near them? Were they firing, I mean...
Not that I'm blaming climbers first, but I'm just... why would anybody want... I'm trying to think of why would anyone just randomly shoot at climbers? Like, what is the deal here? It is not hunting season. It's bow hunting season, but it's not like shoot climbers season ever. So I'm not sure, but police are looking for people they say fired multiple gunshots toward two rock climbers in Little Cottonwood Canyon on Monday. This last Monday, Unified Police Lieutenant Brian Lorkey said Tuesday that no suspects had yet been identified in the incident. It was uncertain if the shots were fired to scare the climbers or with the intent of wounding them. The incident remains under investigation. They were fired at about 6 p.m. on Monday, and they found the shell casings at the scene. The climber said they could hear the bullets whizzing by. Like, that is close, and striking rocks around them. That's scary as shiz, dude. That is not good. They identified a green passenger car with approximately three occupants that could have been involved, but really there's not a lot of leads. And so if you know anything, call UPD at 801-743-7000.
Bet the climbers had to change their
Shorts,
climbing
their
shorts,
everything. Exactly. Yeah. Well, Utah brand Kuhl, clothing company Kuhl, K-U-H-L, K-U with an umlaut, H-L, is not happy with Jägermeister's new print ad that says, find a Kuhl spot, because they spell Kuhl the same way the Germans do, K-U with an umlaut, H-L. Now, here's the problem. At first, I thought, well, this is ridiculous, right? This is dumb. They're just... however, Kuhl actually owns a trademark that covers... I think liquid or something like that. Like if you wanted to, so they is distinctive in its appearance because it has more than one meaning. What I don't agree with is Kuhl says it will suffer a loss of revenue and goodwill as a result of the customer confusion. I'm like, no, you go ahead and pounce on that. You say, sure as hell we were involved. Like, yeah, wear Kuhl, drink Kuhl, here, Jägermeister, use this. But yeah, it was, they're not happy, and so they're suing because they're afraid they're going to lose revenue.
One is a drink you keep in your freezer, and one is pants. But I see the confusion, I do.
Yeah, okay, so they own a trademark for, that includes clothing and spring water and beverages. So they're not allowed to, I don't know if they win this even, maybe. But it is an advertisement. It's in print, and they're using. They didn't change the name. They said find a Kuhl spot. That's all it says in the print ad.
Come on, Jaeger.
Come on. You mean come on, clearly. Kuhl, or come on, Jaeger? I don't know.
Come on, Kuhl, Jaeger.
So it'd be cool to have some wolves down there around the Grand Canyon area, and business leaders want that.
Now I kind of want a shot.
According to, I know, right?
Kind of. I want an ice cold shot. Like, that
nice little
good.
Jaeger shot right next to the Kuhl right here on our racks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That'd be great. What a perfect tie-in. Yeah.
KSL. More than 60 business leaders have urged the federal government to release the endangered Mexican gray wolves into the Grand Canyon area in northern Arizona and eastern Utah. I say do it. I'm on board. Wolves are awesome. There's more at KSL. You can go check out that story. And then Patagonia finally decided to produce a television ad, which it's their first one ever. Forever. And it's political in nature.
Pretty cynical guy. The one thing that really keeps me going are these wild places that are the real soul of this country. A great part of my life, I've been climbing and fishing and hunting on public lands. I've been a successful businessman because of the lessons I learned in the outdoors. Our business was built on having wild places. Public lands have never been more threatened than right now, because you have a few self-serving politicians who want to sell them off and make money. Behind the politicians are the energy companies and the big corporations that want to use up those natural resources. It's just greed. This belongs to us. This belongs to all of the people in America. It's our heritage. I hope my kids and grandkids will have the same experiences that I have. Secretary of the Interior, Zinke, has said he believes in public lands. Let's hold him to it. Let's not let him back down on that.
With a text to defend to 52886 at the end of that commercial, that is Patagonia's first television spot, why Patagonia is fighting for public lands. Thoughts, Todd? Could you hear it?
No, I'll go back and see it at some point. Yeah. Good for them. I think it's pretty clear how they feel about those things. I think that the big announcements from our anti-EPA EPA boss, Zinke, anyway, will come out probably by the end of the summer. It looks like they won't necessarily overturn. This is the last thing I read, you know, any of the monuments, but they do want to
shrinkage.
Particularly like Escalante. Nobody in some
likes
of these areas, so
nobody likes shrinkage.
The biggest thing, and of course I'm usually on Patagonia's side when it comes to a lot of this, is there was a time not long ago when I was young where none of this would have been political. Everything's political these days. But I mean, it's just protecting land back in the day used to be a thing across the board, you know. So that's kind of odd. But then the fact that you exploit an area once and it's never the same. So I mean, just make sure that you know what you're doing. Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's one of my favorites. I love following 49 his years Instagram and his Facebook. He's one of my favorites to follow. The dude just skateboards around the world with his kids. That's what he does.
I love it, man. That is so cool.
He opens skate parks and he's such a cool guy.
He just picked up a new shoe sponsor at 49 years old. He's the most well-known skater on the planet. And I don't even know how to say it. My skateboarding days, oddly enough, are far behind me.
Those are just skating shoes, are they? I think I've seen those.
LAKAI.com is where we're going right now. And they look like skate shoes, like Vans, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look a lot like Vans, actually.
Well, good for LAKAI.
Tony Hawk
for
is
Tony,
now.
He could use a few extra bucks, I'm
because
sure.
of this relationship, I now have heard of this shoe. And yeah, so congrats to Tony. I just, bringing it up because Tony's the man.
I love Tony.
Saw this on Grind TV. You're looking for a dream van life option? You want to spend all the money in the world? This is an option for you.
Yes, please.
It's Volkswagen's electric bus concept, which will soon be put into production. And it is gorgeous. I do like this layout, too, because there's four seats, like I like bringing people rather than just having two seats. So there's four seats, but there's still a bed in the back with the four seats up, a bathroom in the middle, sink, and storage. Now the entire top or roof of their design here, so that's the inside, it's very open, clean, minimalist, lots of big windows, and the entire top is a sunroof.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is gorgeous. Yeah.
Dang, that's beautiful.
And they did a really good job with the design. I don't know. It's called the California XXL concept. It is going into production. Who knows when it'll be available, if and when it'll be available here soon. But it's definitely a bucket list of a van to own if you've got the cash.
I love that they're going electric, too. Good for them. Sooner or later.
All right.
All going to be electric.
Here it is. 10 most deadliest national parks. Do you have it before I scroll down?
The most deadliest?
Mostest, deadliest, everest national parksist.
Yellowstone's got to be right up there because it loses several a year.
Okay, so are you going with that for number one?
It's got to be right towards the top. Right. I mean, that's the one that gets at least all of the
attention. I can't guess because I pulled up the art. Okay. I scrolled. But Yellowstone is not number one.
But it's in the top 10, isn't it?
But it's up there. Number one, Lake Mead National Recreation.
Because it's water-based one, and drownings.
Drowning,
like,
yep.
That makes sense.
Nailed it, yeah.
And drunken drownings. I mean, this is speaking of your drinking on the water.
Yeah. So visitors annually, 7.2 million. Deaths, 254 deaths. 254 people have died at the Lake Mead.
I don't want to be insensitive. That's a lot of dead frat boys. Like, that's a lot. That was horrible. Too soon for those frat boys. It was too soon.
Wow. As of September, this was, I think, written last year. 15 people died in the park last year. 4 drowned.
That's a huge number.
Yeah. It's also, this park has the highest number of homicides than any other park over the past decade, which is weird.
So those of you taking notes at home,
if you're looking to kill somebody. Number 2, Yosemite. 150 deaths.
Really?
Causes of death are
lightning,
falls.
I can see
natural causes such as cardiac arrest and heart attacks while hiking or climbing. Yeah.
That makes sense. Any of these parks that do focus a little bit more on activity, extreme activity, especially, or significant hikes. I can see that
lightning strikes actually too. Okay. Number 3, Grand Canyon National Park. Triple digit temperatures.
The water? Is it like the...
Well, it's hot. Also, suicide. Second highest number of suicides over the past decade. Eight people died in the park, I think, last year, mostly due to cardiac arrests and falls off of hiking points.
Interesting. Yeah, that gets a little bit of attention.
There's our Yellowstone.
There we go. I think
coming in at number four, 13 deaths in Yellowstone. Was that last year? It was a high year. Including the highly publicized demise of a man who fell into a hot spring in Norris Geyser Basin. This is the absolute worst way to go.
Like, hot pot diving again?
Oh,
no kidding.
Good Lord. It just, skin just melts off you. It's what, like the worst horror film death you could imagine.
Just, yeah, but you got that selfie. That's the most important thing. I just need you to back up. Just if I back up a little bit, that shot's going to be so good.
At least 22 people have known to have died in the park's scorching thermal springs. The latest death was that of a 13-year-old boy who suffered terrible burns when he fell into a nearby hot pot at the Norris Geyser Basin.
And the thing about Yellowstone, too, is that more times than not, those areas are so marked off. Like, you are... You're crossing...
Yes and no. There's definitely signs, and but there's no, like... I mean, there's some guardrails in sections, but like at Norris, there's just a path, right?
Yeah.
And so if you don't want to stay on the path, you don't have to. You're just going to die. It's your choice.
Well, there you go. It's your choice. I guess so on that one, yeah. So Golden, be careful up there. That's not the way to go.
No,
that's a horrible way to die.
Golden Gate National Recreation Area. Golden Gate. Is that? Yeah. Followed by Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, Lake Powell area. Denali National Park. Here we are up in Alaska, climbing. People
pretty remote.
Yeah. Great Smoky Mountains. Now, is this a lot of?
You might find a little bit of that.
a little
stereotype for that.
Is that a little unfair? Grand Teton National Park. We talked about the Tetons a little bit earlier in the show. They had four deaths, I believe, last year. 42-year-old mountain guide. Was that, I don't know if this was this year. No, because they referred to September. But yeah, because this was
that
last
well-known
year.
Guide. Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember.
Natchez Trace Parkway. I never heard of this one. Where's this? Natchez Trace
it's very
Parkway.
Pretty there.
I don't know where that is. Appalachian Foothills. Okay. Comes in at number 10, where 56 people died. 56 people died. So yeah. If you're looking to kill somebody, you know where to go. If you want to do it in a national park, or if you want to stay alive,
do the opposite of getting yourself into trouble. Yeah,
and don't do dumb things, I guess, in national parks.
I'd say that's just good advice. Yeah, I mean, particularly in the national parks. Yeah, enjoy the beauty. Don't get dead.
In our worth watching segment, this is a new. It's the Never Not Collective. It's a new video group production company of all women.
Cedar posted this, or I think that's where I saw this.
I think it's where I saw it too. So right now they're climbing here. It's getting a start, but
the fact his description was great. He's definitely on board, and he likes the idea of more recorded representation of the sport, because when you're out, you know. On these walls, you know, I think that he sees a lot more female climbers out there that are not being recorded in this fashion. And so
this is Colette. Is it McInerney?
Movies like The Road and Dosage that introduced me to the bigger world of climbing. But what I found most inspiring and what I still remember today were the images of women pushing the sport. Now, with the help of my production crew, Never Not Collective, I want to make a movie about the world's top female climbers.
Now, did I read that this is a Kickstarter right now?
It is, yeah. So, finally, all your favorite climbing chicks in one film. It says, support us at Kickstarter.com. So, you can go to Kickstarter. It says, never stop hustling, anxiously, awkward, hungry, excited, insecure, caffeinated, crazy, shooting, grumpy, confused, happy, sad, forgetful, stoked, Bessie. I can't read that fast. it's way fast.
The Never Not Collective. I like that.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So check it out. That is our worth watching.
Pretty strong.
Worth supporting, should mention, and because we don't have that segment specifically, but worth supporting. Also worth supporting are, I've seen quite a few different ways to contribute to Houston and the flooding. So if there's, I don't know, is there one local, have you seen a local chapter of anyone taking donations to
send? I don't know. Red Cross is usually a pretty safe choice. Yeah. I think that... they're getting deep enough into this all of the the people that want to take advantage of it and set up bogus.
Oh yeah,
it's getting significant enough that just know where you're giving the money.
Yes, that's yes, not like saying. Joe Blow's funding for Houston. It'd make it a big.
Yeah. Or if Red Cross is misspelled in the website, just be aware of those things because yeah. people are obviously going to take advantage of other people at moments like this. Yay!
Gear 30 segment: Arc'teryx Procline recall. If you have a Procline carbon boot from Arc'teryx or the light boot. They did a recall due to a falling hazard. There's been no injuries reported. However, due to user safety, they want to make sure that you get this access pin repaired. So if you own a pair of those Procline boots, you can go to recall.arc'teryx.com for more information. Also, the shop here is going to do a Labor Day sale. It's the first huge sale of the year. We're going to do 25% off climbing and summer apparel, so backpacking stuff like Osprey, Big Agnes, MSR, men's and women's apparel. So it's this weekend only, and then it'll go back. We're not keeping it at 25%. It's just like a blast weekend. So come on in this weekend, 25% off Labor Day sale, Gear 30, and then we're redoing the website because the website is horrible. So look for that coming up here soon. That is our Gear 30 segment. Just going to want to tease the website. You should go visit it now so you can see the before and after, because right now it's
that's horrible. A good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You're working very hard on that. So.
Trip reports. So we did a little hiking up Waterfall this morning, or up Malin's this morning. We did like the half version.
Yeah, just not a lot of time. Yeah, we try to do a lot of this before we just start our regular day. So. But yeah. Beautiful morning, like amazing morning for hiking. In fact, most of these mornings now are just amazing. Overcasty today, but the weather was perfect temperature, just perfect temperature. So
yep. And still lots of people on the trails. Hike.
Yeah, yeah.
Waterfall Monday. I went early on Waterfall and still saw a handful of people on Waterfall. Great time to hike. And then Thurston Peak. I did Thurston on Saturday. And here's the deal. It is bow hunting season. We ran into quite a few bow hunters up there. The only bow hunters who weren't super friendly were they were dressed in like military camo. You know, there's a difference between like the hunting camo and the military camo. These military camo guys were in a, and the one girl, they were in a four-door side-by-side, and they were in no mood to even say hello. They were busy doing their searching for a buck thing, whatever. But all the other bow hunters were extraordinarily nice and very unlucky, apparently, because everyone that we talked to, not one had seen a buck. They were all looking at does. But good luck, bow hunters. And for those hiking out there, feel free to keep hiking. It shouldn't interfere with your hikes and stuff. They got to be pretty close to the target with the bow hunting there.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
All right. This week's quote of the week: the mere sense of living is joy enough. That's our old friend Emily Dickinson. You remember? Remember hanging out with her at Rooster's?
I'd go hiking with her.
Yeah. Thank you to Goal Zero on our typical occasions when we are off grid, but today we're plugged into the shop here at Gear 30. For powering today's Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, all the good stuff. Also, hit us up on Twitter, at Ogden Adventure and at Banyan Podcast. Let us know what you want us to chat about. Did you have anything else before we take off here?
Bike, prom, no, bike, what's the, they're not calling it a
homecoming.
Prom. Homecoming.
Tomorrow night,
depending on when this goes up. If for some reason you missed it, I mean, all of the money from this goes into the collective. It's one of our favorite groups. And so, you know, just consider A, going and having a good time, and going and knowing that this money is going towards, you know, probably one of Ogden's coolest nonprofits. So,
yeah. All right. This week's Outdoor Jukebox is Out to Sea from a band called Pandas and People. As John Muir would say, mountains are calling.
Where do you find
them? Let's go.
You and I, we press our bodies against the wind. My hands, they shake off the cold sea as I reach for your chin. 'Cause you and I,